Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipient, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is back with us, and she's demystifying tests, and today it's the bone density test. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, we've talked about MRIs, we've talked about mammograms and breast ultrasound, but here's a test, a bone density test, that is for men and women, not just for women. A bone density test is sometimes referred to as a DEXA scan, DXA, and it's a quick and painless procedure that really is measuring the strength and mineral content of your bones to assess your risk of osteoporosis and fracture. So the purpose of the test is really to help diagnose osteoporosis, which is a condition when the bones are weak and more likely to fracture, to look at your fracture risk, especially in your hip and spine, and to help monitor bone health over time, particularly if you're on a treatment to try and prevent bone loss. The procedure is pretty simple. You lie on a test, and this special machine scans your body, usually measuring the density in one hip and in your lower back. It's non-invasive. It typically takes less than 10 to 30 minutes. And although there is a little bit of radiation exposure, it's much less than even a standard X-ray. So in general, we're looking at women around age 65 and men over 70, if they're healthy. If you have other risk factors for osteoporosis, such as a family history, if you've had multiple fractures or certain diseases, the doctor may suggest you get a bone density at a much younger age. And what the bone density shows you essentially is a T-score, or a report that compares your bone density to that of a healthy young adult. And there are certain ranges that are normal at different ages. And if your bone density is very, very low, what that means is you are at risk for fracture, and therefore you would talk to your doctor about one of the drugs you could consider to help build up bone. Just as a reminder, the bone density is looking at the amount of bone and minerals that you have. It is not looking at the quality of the bone. What looks at the quality of bone is actually whether or not you've had a fracture. So the combination of a low bone density and a certain kind of fracture would make the doctor much more aggressive about treating you for osteoporosis. But the bottom line is, by age 65, we've lost some bone from aging, and from women, in women, we lose bone after menopause. Around age 70, men are losing bone from age, and that's the time that you want to see just how much bone you have, whether you're a big hefty person or whether you're more at risk for fracture because your bones are more frail and fragile. So not a scary test, but a really important one.
Well, Dr. Brown, thank you for that. We now understand a bone density test, and you always help us make sense of medical advice. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And yes, you can order signed copies from me directly at 416-504-6777. And please know that if you want to learn more about these different tests, all the shows and Dr. Brown's interviews are on my website, marilyns.ca, and you can hear these interviews and learn more about how to demystify these tests. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. I always learn something.
Nice to talk to you, Marilyn.